First, we need a theory. Yes, a theoretical understanding of BS. For that, we turn to moral philosopher Harry Frankfurt. His new book is called, aptly, On BS. Actually, I can't say the real title of his book on the radio, but you get the idea. Steve Paulson got together with Frankfurt for a little bull session.
I think we all know what BS is when we hear it, when we see it, but maybe we don't know exactly how to define it. What exactly is BS?
Well, my claim is that it consists essentially in speech which does not respect the difference between true and false, that doesn't submit itself to the discipline of conformity to the truth, but just goes off on its own to suit its own purposes, regardless of whether what it says is true or false. So what it says may be true, but if so, it's not because the person who's speaking cares about the truth, but just because that happens to suit his purposes at the moment.
So BS is different than lying. I mean, lying is all about claiming something that's not true. I mean, you have
right.
to be aware of what the truth is to be able to lie.
Right. The liar has to at least believe that he knows what the truth is in order to be able to say something that he believes to be false. And if he doesn't, if he's lying, then it must be that he is saying something that he himself believes to be false, and therefore that he believes doesn't conform to the truth, and therefore he must believe that he knows what the truth is.
Well, at one point in your essay, you say that the essence of BS is not whether it's true or false, but it's phony.
Right, right. And the phoniness is not in the content of what's being said, but in the attitude of the speaker. He's the phony. He's misrepresenting himself. He represents himself as telling the truth, but that's not what he's even trying to do. He's not even trying to tell the truth. He's trying to do something else. Like in advertising, a lot of advertising is really essentially BS, and some of it may be true. There's no reason why an advertiser may not sometimes find it useful to, you know, report truth. But that's not what he's up to. He's really up to something else. And once we recognize that, we see that the advertisement is, in a way, phony, even though it may not be false.
Well, it makes me think of J.D. Salinger's Holden Caulfield. I mean, the thing that bugged him more than anything else was the phoniness of
right.
all the people around him.
And exactly.
That's just what stuck in his craw.
Right, right.
Now, you cite an amusing anecdote about the philosopher Wittgenstein, who...
Oh, yes.
Apparently had a conversation with one of his students who had just had her tonsils out, and she was feeling miserable, and she said, "I feel like a dog that's been run over."
Right.
And then Wittgenstein shot back and said, "You have no idea what a run-over dog feels
right.
like." And
right.
probably you just want to think, "Oh, Wittgenstein, get over it. You know, she feels lousy."
I know.
But, you know, I guess from his perspective, you know, he's really interested in being truthful.
He's interested in truth, but I think that Wittgenstein... On this occasion, I think he was less interested in truth than he was interested in discipline. He didn't accuse her of saying something that was false. He accused her of not knowing what she was talking about or of not caring what she was talking about. That was what he was concerned with. It wasn't so much that she wasn't telling the truth as that she wasn't interested in telling the truth.
Basically, he accused her of sloppy thinking.
Exactly, of sloppy thinking and of not caring about how sloppy her thinking was.
Now, it's tempting to think, what's the big deal about BS?
Yeah.
Everyone does it. What's the harm?
I know, and I've worried about that or thought about it. It's one of the topics in this area that I think warrants, you know, further investigation. Why are we so tolerant of BS? We're much more tolerant of it than we are of lying. Lying gets us angry. And BS may also make us angry, but more characteristically, it just sort of leads us to shrug and turn away with maybe some mild feeling of irritation. We don't feel violated in the same way as we do when somebody lies to us. We don't feel that the liar has committed a crime or a serious moral offense. BS is more transparent than lying. It's not obvious that something is a lie. It may not be obvious. It may require real investigation to determine whether it's true or false. Whereas BS sometimes, frequently, maybe characteristically, wears its character right on its face. We recognize it immediately, and therefore we don't feel threatened by it in the same way as we feel threatened by the possibility somebody's lying to us.
But you make the case that you think BS is really a greater problem than lying.
I do. I think it's a more insidious threat to respect for the truth than lying is. The liar, after all, recognizes the difference between true and false. He's concerned with it. He's perverse. He knows that there's a difference between true and false. He thinks it is important, but he just prefers to tell something that's false rather than something that's true. In the case of BS, there's just an indifference to the difference between true and false, and therefore BS undermines respect for the truth in a way that lying doesn't, and that it's therefore a greater threat to this fundamental value of our civilization than lying is. it bothers me when people go on talking about things in ways that serve their purposes, but that don't in any particular way represent or reflect a concern to stick to the truth. I think that not only vulgarizes the culture, but it undermines something that I think is very important, which is respect for the truth. How could we have a highly developed civilization with respect for scientific work and for decent, honorable politics and art if people didn't have any respect for the truth at all, if they just went around saying whatever they felt like saying, whatever they thought would be useful to them, without caring whether it was true or false? It's hard to imagine a culture in which respect for the truth is completely absent, but although I can't imagine it, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't like it.
Well, you suggest that now that truth does not seem to be as highly valued in our culture as it once was, that there's something else that has kind of replaced it, and that's sincerity. I mean, that's the thing that is now prized, sort of being true to yourself.
Exactly. If there's no such thing as the truth about the world, you can't be true to nature. At least you can try to be true to yourself, and that makes sincerity the ideal to which you will aspire rather than truthfulness about the subjects of your discourse. But I suggested in the essay, as you may remember, that you're not really getting anywhere by switching from truth about the world to truth about yourself, because it's just as hard or just as elusive to find the truth about yourself as it is about anything else. And it's just as doubtful that there is a real truth about oneself as it is doubtful that there is a real truth about nature. So I ended up by saying in the last sentence of the essay, as you may remember, that sincerity itself is BS.
Harry Frankfurt is the author of the book called On BS. Frankfurt is professor of philosophy emeritus at Princeton University. Steve Paulson spoke with him. There was one more thing.
You know, I have to ask you something else. This book on BS, the actual title of which I can't say here.
I think everybody's probably guessed what it is by now.
Right, yeah. Anyway, it's tiny. It could fit in my back pocket. It's 67 pages long.
I know. It costs $9.95.
You know, I mean, it does raise the question, is this just all a piece of BS that you've put over on us?
I guess I am implicated in whatever's been going on here. The essay was written originally as an essay. It was about 25 or 30 pages long. I don't remember exactly. It was published originally in Raritan, a journal, a literary journal.
Yeah, but you've put it in book form here, and now it's being sold in bookstores.
I know. My editor at the Princeton University Press, he came up with the idea of publishing the essay as a book, and I said, well, how could it be? It's only 25 or 30 pages long. He says, well, we can do a lot with margins and typefaces, and they did it. And as you say, it's now 67 pages long.
Can you, let's just suppose that people stop BSing.
Yeah.
What would change? How would our culture be different?
It would be a lot quieter. I don't know how it would be different, apart from the fact that a lot of people would find it difficult to say anything.